Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Merloni and Fourier.
I didn't know what the frog position was. I now know what the frog position is.
Yep.
Okay. I had to look it up. I looked up butterfly position, and I got like five different positions. Just if anyone knows exactly what the butterfly position is, please tell me.
As we expected, Miami, things happen when the Patriots play in Miami.
Jones from the gun, third and two. It's picked. Intercepted. Howard. And he's in for the pick six.
Kind of good to have a moment like this where you throw a pick six.
What do you need to do better in the second half? You said play better.
The good news is your Patriots are playoff bound with a rubber match against the Buffalo Bills.
Matt Jones is going down like Velveeta at the dollar store. Bills
Mafia. We get to it all on a Patriots Monday. It's Lou.
Managed stress.
It's Christian.
I want you to do that handstand, baby. Right, and baby, I want you to do that headstand.
It's Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Hey, here we are on a Patriots Monday. What do you say, folks?
No, hello, Lou. How are you today?
I am good. I would say
you
this.
Are?
That's one way of looking at it. Raise your hand if you wanted to see the Patriots play the Bills. I think a lot of people wanted to see the Patriots play the Bills. They all thought that was their best matchup.
I get what you're doing.
So this
moral victory.
Kind
it's a moral victory for where Monday.
You're at.
The moral victory Monday.
Now, listen, you might have thought they would have played the 4-5 matchup. You know what I mean? Maybe the 5-seed going up playing the 4-seed Buffalo. So, hey, it turns out.
Wait, hold on. Where's Lou Merloni?
It's a moral victory Monday.
Are you in a COVID fog right now? Silver lining Lou?
No, I'm just saying.
When have we ever heard from silver lining Lou?
You got the matchup you were looking for. Just so happened to be 3-6.
Check his mic.
Just so happened to be 3-6. It's all right.
You're curious about this?
I'm very curious.
No, I'm just saying.
Silver lining Lou.
Did the Patriots win? Who cares?
In the end, you got to play a wild card team against a team from New York, at least for the drama, like you wanted to, regardless of where the postseason goes.
You're insane right now.
This team
you didn't even hint about this take for the past 4 hours we were hanging out.
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, it is. If you're going to give me a one and done, I want this game. I want Buffalo 3, just like...
You're talking like a coach.
The comparison continues just like Sox Yanks in a wild card.
Oh, geez.
This is the matchup you wanted. It's going to end. Don't get me wrong. It's going to end on Saturday. But this is the matchup you wanted. This is the way it is.
Silver lining Lou.
Yeah, you got the matchup you wanted.
Just came into worst case scenario Lou. Make up your mind, Sybil. What is wrong with you?
Well, you kept cutting me off. I wanted to get to my thing at the end there.
I tell you what, I was in
shock.
What'd
you think about this one? 33-24 Pats. They fall to the 6th seed. Lose to Miami again.
Yeah. I feel like I need to regroup real quick because I'm shocked right now of the silver lining Lou. But I'll tell you what.
Hey.
Here's my take.
You got what you wanted.
Here's my take. One of many takes that you'll hear from me today. I have a bunch of them. But the one that stands out the most, Lou, is this whole idea that freaking Mac Jones, he picked an unbelievable, terrible time to realize that he's a rookie.
Come on.
No. He undoubtedly just woke up a couple weeks ago. More importantly, Sunday morning, and said, "You know what?
Hello.
I am a rookie. I don't know anything. I can't fall for traps. They are going to bait me into throwing interceptions. I've never taken a snap under center other than David Andrews. I do not know what it means to manage the clock. I don't understand what delay a game means. This was Mac Jones.
Yeah.
This was him playing like a rookie. We were waiting this for it. Oh, this was the worst example of him playing like a rookie.
How about Buffalo?
Buffalo, he had a crappy day.
How about Indianapolis?
Oh, he had a crappy day. No, he played better against – he played decent. He played great in the fourth quarter against Indy. He played like crap against Buffalo.
Okay, he was 4-for-12 in the fourth quarter
against Buffalo. Even pros have crappy games. This one was weird to me because – he looked confused. He looked nervous. He looked unsure of himself. The suddenly the guy that was a savant, the smart guy that's going to trust his eyes and then be where his feet are. Oh, yeah, he was where his feet were. It was in a crappy decision.
Hello.
The interception to Xavier Howard. Totally baited him into that.
I would say that it started in that Indy game, and you could argue the Buffalo game didn't let him really play it. You know, that one that up in Buffalo. But, 9-4 going into the bye week. And, at that point, you're talking number one seed. Everyone's, they got a chance. I mean, who are you afraid of? Everyone's afraid of the Patriots. They're 9-4. We got this rookie quarterback, 70% completion percentage, 97 rating, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Since the bye week, the last 4 weeks, you are now 1-3. You've gone from the number one seed to the number six seed. You've gone to the point where people think that you can actually win the AFC to nobody believing you can win the AFC. And your quarterback is a 59% completion percentage with 6 touchdowns and 5 picks and a couple fumbles.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's like, the 59% completion percentage. So when you say, like, yesterday he looked like a rookie, I would say down the stretch when the heat got turned up a little bit in some meaningful games, he showed it. Now, I'm not saying he's going to suck the rest of his career. I just think this is what you look like as a rookie. This is kind of, unfortunately, the last third of the season. This is a quarter of the season. This is what you're getting.
Well, I would say that, he is not – he's one of the major problems that you have as a team. And I really do feel like we're back to week 4. So whatever feeling and attitude and emotion you had after week 4 – it probably feels the same.
Week 4.
You thought they were – this is what we were saying
week four. I thought they were going to win 7 games.
Week 4? Yeah, oh, they were losing.
They're 1-3. I'm like, they might not win 7.
No, that's my point. And why? Like, do you remember what we were saying after week 4 after that crappy start? What were some of the phrases and words that we were using?
Uncharacteristic mistakes.
Bingo, there's one. What was
turnovers,
another one?
Penalties, they're stupid. Which are all uncharacteristic.
And what about
mistakes?
This one? Remember this one? It's coaching. They're not coaching them.
Yeah.
They're poorly coached. They're making mistakes that stupid teams make, and stupid teams make those stupid mistakes because they're poorly coached.
Excellent observation.
What do you think about the special teams situation? How many times can you have special teams issues?
Well, I would say this. You start the year off 1-3, correct?
Yeah.
You finish the year 1-3 for the same reasons.
But that is my point.
So that's what you're getting at.
Yes.
But to me, it's like after 1-3, which is kind of what I took out of this, is, of course, Mac Jones – his play, but I'm not surprised by it. Kind of been talking about what this is, how he's kind of looked here recently, whatever, unless you're talking about a game against Jacksonville. But what we were talking about back then, too, is the defense is overrated. Defense is letting him down. The first 4 games, and then all of a sudden the defense got great. I mean, it had nothing to do with the fact that, like, every single, weapon on every single team was hurt or on COVID or just retired or just couldn't play, taking a mental health break. Like, when the defense was good, you basically played teams where none of their players played. But we'll leave that alone. But recently, again, 1-3 start, 1-3 finish. Defense. Can't get off the field. I mean, the opportunities. You've mentioned it many times when you sort of, defending Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Miami had an opportunity to get the ball back after Harris. Couldn't do it. New Orleans had an opportunity after you scored down 8. Couldn't do it. I mean, it goes all the way down. Dallas, 3rd and 25. You gave up 24 for the tying field goal. Tampa Bay, you were leading. Now Brady comes down and gets a field goal. Shouldn't beat you. I didn't get that. Indianapolis got a shot of coming back. Taylor rips one off for 67 yards. All of this. It's like even the Buffalo game, you had a shot last week. You couldn't stop him.
4th and 2.
Again here, 3rd and 8. Tua Tagovailoa. Can't stop him. Judon is like 20 yards downfield going for the sack, 15 yards downfield behind him. I don't know where he was going, but he ends up taking off. To me, the defense, Mac is an issue. But the defense, given how this team is built, they have let this team down
yeah,
early in the year and now late in the year.
No, I would agree with because you were just ripping through that. And I would also add, wasted opportunities. Not that, oh, hey, you should catch every interception that's thrown to you, but you've wasted the same thing that the same characteristics that were in the first four, the first four games where you're 1-3 to the end, the last four games where you were 1-3, they're all the same. Uncharacteristic mistakes, being stupid, special teams issue, defense not being able to get a crucial stop when it matters most, and then missing out on interceptions. Like, so all those plays that they didn't make in the first four games, they started making when they had that seven-game run. Unbelievable catch it. You know, who remembers Jamie Collins? Where I forget what game it was, where they threw the ball. It was like he was like 5 feet away, and they threw a rocket, and he caught it out of the midair. I know Jamie Collins had his hands on another one yesterday, but there was a penalty, so it wouldn't even matter.
How
if
do
he
you explain
it?
How do you explain this 1-3 stretch?
The same way I did the first 1-3 stretch.
But the first 1-3 stretch, we could sit there and say it's all new crew, like coaching. They got to get into these guys a little bit. They got to understand what's going on here, what Bill's trying to show them, what this coaching staff is trying to show them. They're new, rookie quarterback, free agents. But how do you explain the last 1-3? Like the last four games of the season. If for the second year in a row, the New England Patriots go 1-3 in the last four games. They went 2-2 the year before with Brady. I mean, that's like, 4-8 in their last 4 weeks of the last three seasons?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, how do you explain the uncharacteristic mistakes? You know, the Lawrence guy lining directly over the center on a punt. Like, how do you explain the uncharacteristic mistakes the last four games of a season? I'll give it to him, the first four. But how the hell does this team keep making these same stupid mistakes at the end of the year?
See, and then you're right. So if I can point to a play in every single game that where the Patriots were in the right position, even though they did a bunch of stupid things, like again, yesterday, 8 penalties, too many penalties, and every single penalty led to points. So it wasn't just, okay, you got a penalty, but every penalty led to points or some sort of advantageous situation for the Dolphins.
Awful.
So you mentioned, okay, what is the difference? So you mentioned in all those losses, okay, you go to the beginning, you start with start with New Orleans, you can start with Dallas. You mentioned 3rd-and-25. Okay, let's go back to yesterday's game. You in the fourth quarter, you had two separate opportunities on third down to get a stop. You had a 3rd-and-16 and a 3rd-and-8. The 3rd-and-8 was inside two minutes. It was 3rd-and-8. You let him scramble for 11 yards. First down, game over.
Judon.
The week before that, Judon, just listen, just stay in your lane, man. Just don't overrun the play. Last week against Buffalo, the second loss was Buffalo, 4th-and-2. You had J.C. Jackson, Jamie Collins, both in position to make a play on a running play to get yourself the ball back. You couldn't do it. Go back to Indy. You mentioned it again. It was 2nd-and-8. Jonathan Taylor. 67 yards for a touchdown.
Every
two
single
of your best
loss.
Players. Now, listen, that's just the last three losses. But you can go back to the first four games, and those three losses had the exact same characteristics. If I said Miami week one, what play would you point to?
Damian Harris fumble.
It's so obvious. It's so obvious. And I will say this, and this is the crazy thing about this. If they're not a dumb team, if this is just a blimp on the radar, it's fixable. It's so easy. Lawrence Guy is a vet.
It's not, though.
Lawrence Guy knows that you saw what he tried to do. He tried to shift, but he shifted too late. So the center, being a smart player, is like, oh, this guy's an idiot. I'm going to take advantage of it. He snaps the ball before he can shift. So he gets a penalty. So they get the ball back. See, like, dumb players do dumb things. And this is what we were saying. And if you're a dumb player, then you're being coached poorly. Or you're not listening to your coach. Or you just don't care. So which is it?
See, you said the key thing. It's fixable.
I should say this.
I don't think it is.
It should be. They did it already.
No,
they did it.
Oh,
they
did
won
they?
Seven games
okay,
in a
I'm
row.
I'm just saying, like, which team is it? Is it the team that went 1-3, 1-3, the 2-6 to start and end of the year? Or the 8-1 team in the middle? Because I would say, like, when I see the characteristics early in the year of going 1-3, and then the same characteristics come out in the last four games of the season, I would say that's you. The stuff in the middle was sort of hidden by playing awful football teams. But really, when you start competing against good teams like they did earlier in the year, say what you want about the Dolphins, the Saints, the Bucks, the Cowboys, you saw things come out in those games that were uncharacteristic. And I would say it's funny that you didn't see those uncharacteristic mistakes again until you started playing what? Good teams again, like Buffalo and Indy and Buffalo and Miami. Like, this is kind of who they are.
Good
in
job.
My opinion.
Good effort.
Yeah, this is.
It feels that way.
This is who they
it
are.
It feels that way.
All right, Patriot fans. Is this team more like the team in the middle of the season when they went 8-1? Or the 2-1-3 starts of the season, how it started and how it ended? We'll dive into that and some other things that disappointed. Give us a call. You guys are already lined up. We'll take some calls next. 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
13th play, the drive that began at their own 23. Tua, beautiful fake, back in the end zone, it is caught, Waddle, touchdown. Jones from the gun, third and two, it's picked, intercepted, Howard, and he's in for the pick six. That left tackle, fumble, who's got it? Miami football.
It's super embarrassing, honestly, just from my point, just how I played wasn't good enough, and I can be better.
We've seen some crazy finishes here in this stadium between these two teams. Myers, what a pitch play back, and it's taken for the Miami touchdown. Sam Aguagone with the final exclamation point.
This dude didn't do anything very well. Too many mistakes, way too many. We'll go look at the film, turn a page here, and make some corrections and, you know, move on to next week.
That was Bill following this one, some of the lowlights of Sunday. Thank you for playing those highlights, lowlights, whatever you want to call them. Just reminded me of something I needed to bring up, was the fact that I'm done with Jacoby Myers.
What?
Yeah, I want him. Why? I want him cut.
He's like their most consistent
receiver. I want him released.
He's
I want him off the roster.
They have.
I want him gone. I want him shipped out of town.
He had 70 yards yesterday.
Get rid of
him. Are you thinking of N'Keal Harry?
No, Jacoby Myers. You know that last little toss he threw to like the defender of the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
It cost me $9,000.
Wait a minute.
$9,000. Yeah. So DraftKings, which I play and love, $5 game, 19,000 people. I am in first place. I'm winning $10,000 with seconds to go in that game and like a minute to go in the Seattle game, I believe.
Probably thousands of people in on that.
I mean, 19,000 people. yeah. in this game. I'm first, number one. Jacoby Myers flips it to the freaking guy in the Dolphins. He runs in the end zone. Three guys with the Dolphins defense pass me. And I win $1,000. Very happy. Very happy. I still can't stop thinking about losing nine. I should have won 10. Just throw it to the ground. Get rid of it. Do whatever you got to do. No, he hands to the guy. 9,000. I don't forgive you for that.
They hold grudges. For some razzle-dazzle here no. from New England.
No. Myers. Stop playing. Play. Don't play. Taken stop. Like that's it. I don't want to talk about him anymore. He will be the other running back, wide receiver, number 16. That's who he is to me. I don't want to say his name. And if they trade him in the offseason, I'm happy. $9,000. Okay, think about that. $9,000. I had it. I had it.
Razzle dazzle.
And he threw it. And the three guys at the Miami's defense passed me.
You got to be ready for some razzle dazzle here for
England. Razzle dazzle. All right, forget it. But I'm done with him. Number 16. Whatever. I can't do it. All right, you people are all lined up here. Can I get these calls? Where the hell's the thing?
I don't know, dude.
Where the hell's the mouse? Now I'm pissed.
I got the caller. Which
I was
one
Mr. Optimistic early on, and now I'm just pissed off.
I don't know. Which personality of Lou do we like the most? Do we like Silver Lining Lou? Do we like Angry Lou?
I think Silver Lining
Lou. $9,000.
Just sarcastic Lou. Polar
Express,
let's call
Lou
it for what it is.
Watched the play last night again. Woke up this morning. You know, a couple buddies. Still pissed at Jacoby Myers. Like I can't. I don't even want to say his name. He is number 16.
What a pitch play back, and it's taken for the Miami.
I don't know what
Christian
just did, but he just blew my call screen.
I blew it up.
No, I have no clue who's on the call screen.
I don't know. You asked for the call screener button.
I was going to go to calls, but I have no clue who's on.
Well, let's while we fix this, let's start with Arthur in New Hampshire.
Good. That sounds good.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, go ahead, Arthur. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
No wonder you're so angry. I mean, I knew that play was going to be bad beat Central. But, yeah,
$9,000 cost me. Number 16.
$9,000, yeah, that's a lot.
DraftKings, how about being first at 19,000? I've never done that before. He stripped me of it. Go ahead, Arthur, I'm sorry.
Because you're so angry, Lou. Those kind of things are going to happen sometimes.
Angry Lou.
I'm more optimistic. I'm more happy. It's New Year.
The reason I'm calling is to get this team like back to that 8-1 stretch Patriot team. Yeah. Do you think that maybe the weather that's forecast, it could be a blessing in disguise to get this team back to run heavy and not depending on Mac's arm as much as it almost seems like they've been doing, got away from the run heavy, which was obviously helping the defense stay off the field and be, you know, much better during that stretch. Because I'm happy we're not going to Cincinnati. I'm really happy to go to Buffalo under Arctic weather conditions.
Thanks, Arthur. And I tell you, it's supposed to be like 21. Appreciate the call. And possibly some snow. And the weather's got nothing to do with you running the ball and Mac Jones and your offense. The weather's about evening the playing field because you're going up against teams that you aren't as good as. They're more talented than you. So if it's a cold, wet, windy, snowy day, you hope it slows down the better team, which is Josh Allen and the wide receivers. Or Cincinnati, like he's talking about. You hope you play in a crappy weather to try to slow down the better team.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with your team. You want crappy weather because you're not as good as the teams you're playing. And it sort of evens the playing field. It's the only reason why you won up in Buffalo four weeks ago.
I secretly wanted Cincinnati. I wanted Cincinnati. Because I felt like, you know, but the aspect of that game that I wanted was the young quarterback with the young coach. That's what I wanted. I figured, like, okay, that was the best asset that the Patriots had, like their ability to out-scheme and intimidate the other younger coach, which obviously doesn't work for Brian Flores. It doesn't work for Mike Vrabel, and it doesn't work for Sean McDermott. It doesn't work for those guys. They don't care who you are. The young guy, maybe there's some, like, you know, intimidation that's lingering.
No, yeah, you want bad weather Saturday, and that might even the playing field. I mean, really. I mean, looking back now, isn't that the only reason why you won in Buffalo? That you played a team that wasn't running the football very well at all at that time. You were running the football very well at that time. You had a team that throws the ball a lot better than you do, with more weapons than you do, and more game-changing plays than you have. And because of the weather, they couldn't use them. Like, that's the reason why you won. And you're hoping for that same kind of weather again. Let's go to Jake in Indianapolis. Jake, go ahead, pal.
Gentlemen, it's Indianapolis today because there's a game here tonight. 2 points, one on Mac and one on Mayo.
Oh, it's Jake.
Number one, yeah. Number one, your quarterback's head is in La La Land right now, and I'm not talking about the Super Bowl host.
We'll talk to our quarterback in about 2 minutes. Go ahead. 2:30, Mac Jones. Go.
Since, since day one, when I called this show noting his girlfriend could be a problem, leeching off of Mac's agent, Everett Sports Management, literally linking the email, call and hire me, we knew she was going to be an issue. This week, she burned dinner, launched an endorsement deal, traveled to her eighth road game of the season. And mind you, they got an eight-week-old puppy in August, so someone probably needs to call PETA at how neglected Rose the Golden Doodle is at this point. Mac Jones is dating a teenage sorority girl who wants to be on The Bachelorette.
Hey, leave his girlfriend out of this.
All right, Jake, listen. We appreciate it. Although we did see the cooking incident, which is we have to get Mac's thoughts.
Throw it in the backyard.
Yeah. We get his thoughts
every house fire.
As well. I don't know. Jake in Indianapolis sort of slid that in. It's usually Jake from Boston. Guy's still trolling like Facebook or Instagram, and I mean he's all over the place.
Oh, what did she
social
do
media?
Him?
What the hell does she do to him?
What is the fact that he's going to be distracted because his girlfriend went to Miami to watch him play?
I get it.
Is that what it is? Weird issues that he has. It's all right. We'll ask him about that. The dinner gone wrong.
We actually did. So we're going to do so. So Mac Jones, as you know, 2:30 every single Monday. He joins us right here. It's kind of like an odd week, right? Saturday game down there in Miami yesterday. Got home a little bit later. So we taped our Mac Jones interview a little bit earlier. And this is what it sounded like. Our conversation with Mac Jones is sponsored by Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com, Unified Office and their revenue-saving restaurant phone technology, and by Arbella, here for New England, here for good. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Mac Jones. Mac, how you doing? It's Lou and Christian.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
We are doing good. Listen, I know tough game yesterday down in Miami. Unfortunately, Patriot fans, we've seen it before, right? I know it's crazy, the 2-9 record in December and January. This is your first time playing down there at that time of year. So help us out. Is it a tough place to play this time of year? Is it something to do with just a couple of months or the weather? What is it?
I think we just went down there and we had to put a better performance than we did. And I mean, all we can do at this point is just learn from it and kind of just move on. And we understand that we're in a 1-week season now, and that's the most important thing is the upcoming game. But obviously we're disappointed, and we wish we put a better, effort and outcome on the field yesterday, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but like you said, like you're in the playoffs, and for a rookie, that's rare. So I just, how important is this opportunity for you being a rookie, taking your team up there, guiding your team up there to play Buffalo for a third time?
Yeah, I think that's why football is such a great team sport. It takes everybody, and obviously, like you said, we get to play against the Bills for a third time, and at their place, which is a hard place to play, and they have a great team, and we get to play them again, so we understand what's at stake, and we're just excited for the opportunity.
Now, Mac, you've played them a couple of times here recently. Does that help you kind of prepare, kind of know what they do, especially here in the short week?
Yeah, I think we're very familiar with their players, and they're very familiar with us. So we just have to go out there and trust the coaches and do our game plan and just execute a little better than we have in the past games. And that's what it comes down to, is just execution. And obviously, like I said, the teams know each other really well, and we have the most respect for the Bills.
So, in the post game, I know fresh off the loss, you said you were super embarrassed by the way you played. Why did you say that?
I think I just didn't have my best day, and it starts with me just being the quarterback, just trying to get everything going in the right direction, and moving forward, that's something that I have to do better, is get off to a faster start and put our team in a position to win and play from ahead early. So moving on to the next week, just that's one of the things that we want to work on, is just the execution part for the whole 60 minutes, not just maybe for a half or for a quarter.
So do you think that sometimes, you're too hard on yourself?
I want everything to be perfect and all that, but it's a team sport, and we're all in this together. And like I said, it all starts with me and just trying to do the best job I can to get everybody the ball and operate the offense. And, I've played a lot of games so far this year, and I just try to get better every week, and that's all you can ask for. And you know, it just comes down to execution, and that's what football, that's the game of football. It's the X's and O's and doing the right thing on every play. It's not necessarily about other things.
Oh, we're talking to Mac Jones here on the Harbor One Hotline. And, Mac, you talk about execution. Just, you know, you look at the last four games, 1-3, and those three losses kind of, they all have something in common, right? That's falling behind, I think 17-0, 17-7, 20-0, whatever it might be in those three games. Is that execution? Or what can you put your finger on maybe these slow starts?
Yeah, I think it's something that we'll definitely talk about here today and all that, but it just goes back to, you know, whatever play is called, we just have to do it a little bit better than what we have, and we have to understand that it's a 60-minute game. We don't have to win or lose the game early on. We can play the whole 60 minutes and see where we're at, and just the turnovers with me, obviously, just try not to do that and win the turnover battle and see how it goes from there.
You know, I know you talk about the turnover. You mentioned that, like, that was just the cover two. But did Howard kind of, I don't know, I feel like he kind of baited the route a little bit. Was that kind of like you being affected by one of your rules as being just, you know, see it and throw it? You know, you talk about that a lot with us. I was wondering if that kind of got you in a jam at all.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it and all that, but it was just a good play. And, you know, I wish I had it back, but, yeah, he made a good play, and I'll learn from it and see what I can do better when that play comes up again. And that's what you want to do with interceptions, just try and learn from them, and then maybe down the line when you have the same type of play, you can fix what you did bad on the last time.
So, Mac, I know you got a big week, and I know you got to prepare for the Buffalo Bills on Saturday, but I don't know, say tonight at like 8 o'clock, are you going to carve out a few hours to maybe not watch this national championship and maybe have a few bets running in that locker room for this game tonight?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of work to do here, but hopefully I'll get maybe a little bit of time to watch them, and I wish them good luck, and hopefully we can bring back another national championship. But like I said, I'll be pretty busy, so I know they'll do really well.
All right, Mac, it's time for the quarterback question of the week, sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with locations in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. I want to lighten the mood a little bit, Matt, because one of my producers showed me an Instagram post of your girlfriend Sophie making dinner. It looked like it was either cookies or something, but it was on fire. And she was like, she was seen. It was on TMZ actually, Mac, and she was like yelling for you for help because the whole thing turned on fire. Like, can you explain what happened with the food that day?
Yeah, I think it was just she just overcooked it a little bit.
Is she the regular cook, or are you the cook? Is she the cook? Well, how's that working?
Yeah, she's learning just like I am. So we're trying to make more meals at home and be more healthy. So
what was that? What was that meal that happened to kind of turn into some flames? Anyways,
he was chicken, but we broiled it and then it caught on fire. So.
I was going to say, it's happened to all of us. I almost put my whole house on fire like last week. So, all right.
Exactly. All right, Mac. Well, listen, man, thanks for joining us. Good luck here Saturday night against Buffalo, and look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Mac. Good luck.
All right, our conversation with the quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off. And now it's time to review this week's powerful play brought to you by Enel. Brendan Bolden, he had a big game yesterday. Two touchdowns, including an 18-yard passing touchdown from Mac Jones. Enel, the official energy partner of Gillette Stadium. So as I mentioned, that interview was taped a little bit earlier. Hope everybody was okay with it. Hope we weren't too mean. Everything went well, but what's your takeaway from it?
No, real quickly, though, I do want to play the sound of the whole, the house is almost on fire, okay? The question of the week.
Yeah, this was funny. I didn't even see this until earlier today.
Because so the visual, obviously, is his girlfriend carrying a flaming, it looks like a cookie sheet, right?
Yeah, it's like foil.
Foil. It's all on fire, and she's going to the sliding door, and she's yelling for Max help.
Max.
Then she disappears.
The visual is great.
She disappears.
She's carrying this like this tray of flames, yeah, and she's bringing it outside. I don't know. It's like the last three or four weeks for this team. But, I mean, she's just throwing it out the window. I don't know. I guess she's the cook. I like that, though. He just kind of overcooked it
a little bit. That was his polite way of saying she can't cook.
So let me ask you, do you think he's too hard on himself?
Well, I mean,
are we back to worried about the psyche of Mac Jones?
No, you know, my thing with him is, like, first of all, it was embarrassing. So did you see post-game? Like, did you watch the post-game show with Dan Roach, Chris Fourier?
He looked like he was in rough shape.
He looked like he was crying.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. And he was the last person to come out. Everybody came out late. The show went by really quick because we were able to get a bunch of commercials, in which we never were able to do. And he came in, and that's the first thing he said. It was super embarrassing. Why was it super embarrassing? Because before that, Lou, Bill Belichick came up to the microphone during the post game, and they were asking him about it, and he was like, "It was cover two.
Mm-hmm.
It was cover two. We can't read. Basically, I can't read the coverage. So cover two, basic. The two protection coverages that you will put in as a coach would be cover two and cover three. Basic stuff. Okay." He can't recognize cover two. The other one was the center quarterback.
Well, they disguised that one.
Well, I mean, like he trapped
at it
him into it.
So Xavier and Howard, they made it look like cover two, but they knew exactly the play that they were going to run because as he kind of shed off like Aguilar, he knew where the throw was going. The safety just jarred down to cover Aguilar. It was like it was planned. Like this is they knew where he was going with the ball on that third down play.
So it was cover two, but it really wasn't. They were baiting him. Yeah. Hey, show him cover two. It's third and two. He'll throw the quick out to Jacoby Myers. They knew exactly what they were going to do, and they set him up, and he fell for it. Okay, the quarterback center exchange. That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Well, that one is.
That is. So,
but the other one, it's like
he
threw a pick. Okay.
What about this one? What about this one? Okay, there's two more. Okay, the delay of game penalty. He has to call a timeout. He gets a delay of game because he can't get the playoff. Runs to the sideline. You can still see Josh McDaniels being agitated. The other one was third and one. It's third and one. It's fourth and one. And you're going to give this fake Kodak look where you're going to act like you're going to do a quarterback sneak. He gets called for a penalty. So now it's fourth and six. And now they're not even going for it.
But were they actually going to run a play there? It didn't seem like they were.
No, they weren't. No, but my problem was is that he was trying to bait the defense.
They should have.
He was flinching.
Been running a play right there, by the way. Fourth and one. Why not?
But see, I think that.
He hit the ball back.
Yes, but I think if they don't do it, they call a timeout and they run the play anyways. I think their intention was always to kind of go for it. But either way, that's on him. He's not allowed to flinch and act like he's moving forward. So there's four plays, four rookie mistakes. When I talk about he picked the wrong time to realize he's a rookie, that's it.
It was funny we talk about earlier in the year. We're going to take a break real quick, by the way. But you know, it was like he's beyond the point of like the rookie wall. Like he busted right through the rookie wall.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
And as you always mention, and a lot of guys, you're not the only person that's talked about this rookie wall. You know, all the guys that have played in this league, it's a real thing. But it's usually what, week 9, 10, 11, 12, in that range. Well, it looks like this is, and I'm wondering,
16, 17, 18.
Is this a rookie wall that he's hitting? Or are these just big games against better competition? And he's just not playing at a high level right now. Like, I don't know. I think there's two different things. We'll get into that a little bit later as well, coming up next as well. But by the way, this hour, Maloney 4 is brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. We got a couple people online, 617-779-7937. I want to get into the special teams and how bad this special teams has been really all year long. And, of course, the officiating. I'm not putting this whole game on the officiating, but good God, NFL, figure it out. Like, figure it out. That was embarrassing. We'll talk about it next.
Here we go. This is WEEI.
This is it.
That's the one.
Get it right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Illegal formation. Defense number 93. A 5-yard penalty results in a first down.
Unbelievable.
There's Guy. He's got to be outside the framework of the body of the long snapper. He tries to move at the end, but he doesn't get over. You can see right there. That's he's watching him, and here's Acord's reaction. He's just hot. And those are just plays that this Patriots organization doesn't make. They're so dedicated to understanding rules, to understanding how to play, to not beating yourself, and they've made two big special teams errors today.
That was a call of it in yesterday's game. Miami's about to punt the ball away to you. Lawrence Guy. Lined up directly in front of the center, which you can't do. You got to be in either gap.
Unbelievable.
That rule's been in place for 9 seasons. Christian.
Yeah, I know.
9 years.
No, I
know. How does that happen with a guy like Lawrence Guy?
I know what he was trying to do. He was shifting late. And I tell you what, the center, to his credit, caught him sleeping. He thought that he could line up, and maybe he's done it in the past, and the center said, look, we're going to get a free 5 yards out of this. Okay, so he waits, and he quick snaps it. Again, this is what smart teams do. They recognize trends. They recognize, issues. And they, okay, listen, if this comes up, it rarely does. Take advantage of it.
The Lawrence guy lines up over the center early, so it's quick snap.
Quick snap.
Get the 5 yards.
Because if you watch it on film, he shifts while he's snapping it. It's too late. The flag's already thrown, so they catch him with his pants down, basically. But it's stupid. Like, if I'm a vet, I can't risk this.
I mean, what are you
do
doing?
It earlier.
Like, what are you doing? You're over the center.
Trying to get cute.
Like, I'm just saying, exactly. Like, you're over the center. Ooh, and when I shift to the A-gap, what is it going to do?
Nothing. I tell you.
What is it going
to
do?
You're trying too hard. You're trying to be cute. And it bit you in the ass. That, to me, that's a problem. Like,
it's funny, because they said on the broadcast, you heard it, Cam McCourt. Oh, look at him. He's beside himself. Special teams coach. Now, this is a guy that I think we saw some articles. I don't know who wrote it. I don't know if it was Pelissero or somebody. Like, up-and-coming coaches. And, he was one of them. It was like, Gerard Mayo and that guy, Cam McCourt, the special teams coach. How bad has the special teams been this year?
Terrible.
If it wasn't for Nick Falk.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, he just goes out there and kicks. I don't think the special teams coach is working on Nick Falk's game.
No.
To be honest with you. Overall, how bad has that coaching been in special teams? And this is something that Bill prides himself on. Like, when does he take over that special teams? Like, Cam, I don't know what you're doing, but we've had 3 punt blocks. No one's had 2 this year.
Yeah.
No one's had 2. We've had 3. And what are we doing here?
So that to me is just a boneheaded decision by a veteran player who should know better.
Yeah.
All right, so what about the Brandon Bolden phantom spearing launching penalty
That's just dumb. Like, well, refs, what are we doing?
See, to me,
you're gonna blame Bolden a little bit.
I do. why launch like that? Like, why show the refs that you're even attempting to lead with your head?
I would say
that's
this.
All.
Brandon Bolden tried to commit a penalty.
Yes.
Okay.
His intent was to launch.
His intent.
Yes, he achieved it.
I mean, I know we can rip the refs all you want, but you got to admit, his intent was to commit a penalty, because that's what he was doing. He was leading with his head. He just missed him.
Look at his body.
And because of that, it still shouldn't have been called, though.
No, you're right, though. But again, it's another sign of being stupid. Look at his body language. So after he does it, does it look like he's, really happy? To me, it looked like he was nervous
about
the outcome.
He's not celebrating stopping a fourth down.
Like he laid on the ground because he knew what it looked like. And to me, with the refs these days, that's just part of it. So, did the refs miss it? Yes. Did you make their job easy? Did you make it hard on them to call that? No, you made it easy on them to call it.
Yeah, I thought they were just bad. I thought that was an awful call.
No, it was terrible,
Lou. I don't know how you can call, that hit. Again, we were talking about, actually, there was probably intent to commit a foul the way he went after him.
Go back and look at it.
But he missed him. And then there's a couple PIs in the end zone. One for you, one against you.
Yeah.
You know, really, Jalen Mills, and then later on to Aguilar.
Oh,
like,
here's
neither one of them were real penalties, and they gave them to both teams. I just thought the refs yesterday just sort of seemed clueless in all this.
How about the Kendrick Bourne? Okay, so on when you gives up a sack, and then Kendrick Bourne has a nice play, and it's like fourth and one now. And the refs go, oh, you know, we're going to move it up 6 inches.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to move the ball. The refs say, all right, we looked at it. We're going to move the ball
up 6 inches.
It's so arbitrary.
Like, they don't.
But it looked like they moved the ball up 6 inches.
No, they didn't move it at all.
It's just the same spot.
They didn't move it.
It was pathetic.
At all. Like, seriously, like, how many times do you see that? When, you know, especially when they move the ball. I can see when the chain is out there, like, it's official right there. But when they come in, they're like, no, it's right here. They put their foot down, give me the ball, and they place it. Like, it's just a crapshoot. And when they said 6 inches up, the guy looks in the sidelines and puts it in the exact same
spot. That's it. 6 inches. Yeah, because it was like a foot. It was like a yard. I was like, okay, this is going to be really close. So they pull out the marker.
Yeah.
They pull out the chains, and they put the damn chain in the ground, and it's like a whole yard to go. I'm like,
yeah.
That's not six inches closer.
It looked like it was further away.
Who's going to measure? And like, really, how hard is it to measure 6 inches?
How do you screw that up? They didn't move the ball.
Oh, it's amazing.
They didn't
it's
move
amazing
it. And I
how
think
bad
everybody
they were.
Watch, every single person yeah. watching that game, when they said, it's 6 inches more, and they put the ball down, everyone the same
Terrible.
Response while they're watching it.
Terrible.
It's the same spot.
Terrible.
You didn't move it at all.
Yeah, I know. But there were so many things in this, and this is what drives me nuts, because like, this is what you say. I've been on teams like this where you're very talented and you have the right intentions, but when your veteran players do stupid things and put you in terrible spots, like then it's fair game for all the young guys. So Brandon Bolden, Lawrence Guy, Mac Jones, a position of like, I mean, you can't do it. You just can't do it. Jalen Mills, a terrible time for pass interference. I know they paid it back to you later on, and you got a touchdown
out
of it.
But that wasn't even pass interference.
Pass interference are so up and down. I have no freaking clue when it is and when it isn't. The fact of the matter is, all those penalties, Mac Jones, Lawrence Guy, Brandon Bolden, those led to points. So listen, if you just did the math, if Bill just did this little simple
Patriots
equation.
Patriots weeks 1 through 4.
Take it out, yeah.
That means weeks 1 through 4.
8 games. Six games.
Yeah.
Those 6 games.
I mean, it's just the way it looked. You know, the games 1 through 4, you had the Jets. The last games, 1 through 1 and 3, in the last 4 games, you had Jacksonville. Other than that, you played decent teams, and it was the same characteristics, same mistakes, so-called uncharacteristic, which, to be honest with you, I think is really them. Do you agree with that? 617-779-7937. We'll talk more about this Patriots team. We'll continue. I want to get some thoughts on Mac Jones and Tua. I want to compare these two. I want to start looking at both of them, because one guy gets absolutely trashed, the other one gets praised. But we take a closer look. We'll do that. We'll do that next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.